Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, February 1st, 2013, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. The company today issued an in-flight services policies and procedures alert, reminding flight attendants that the new uniform pieces and accessories are not to be worn until the new uniform cutover date, which has not yet been determined but is tentatively scheduled for mid to late May. There is, however, one very limited exception for those flight attendants who are unable to obtain from Cintas the current blue uniform shirt. Because the uniform vendor was unable to provide the blue uniform shirt, a contractually acceptable substitute shirt was agreed upon between the company and the union. This shirt is a white shirt which may resemble the new uniform shirt. This substitute garment for the current uniform shirt continues to be acceptable. In addition, in United's social media policy published in the January 30th edition of In-Flight Services Weekly states, flight attendants should avoid appearing on any social networking site in photographs while wearing any component of the new uniform. If you have additional questions, please visit your local council office. The company also issued an in-flight services safety alert today advising that the FAOM revision number 5 updates a pre-flight safety check to include checking the FAA minimum crew placard at the one left jump seat. These placards are currently being installed on all sub-United aircraft, and the pre-flight check is required only when the placard is installed. This placard is not required for dispatch of the aircraft, and if missing, need not be reported. The purpose in installing the placard is to ensure the FAA minimum crew is on board the aircraft for dispatch. However, these placards do not contemplate augmented staffing requirements for scheduled duty periods in excess of 14 hours. Augmented staffing is an additional number of flight attendants above the FAA minimum, which is required when any flight attendant on the crew is scheduled over a specific duty time limitation. A duty period that extends past scheduled duty time does not require additional staffing. In most cases, augmented staffing is required for international flights because our contract does not provide for the scheduling of domestic duty periods in excess of 13 hours. Flight attendants in the international operation should be mindful of the limitation of this new methodology if they are on an ID with a scheduled duty period of 14 hours or more and should consult page 2.46 of the FAOM to ensure proper FAA minimum staffing is on board the aircraft for dispatch. We have received reports that there may be some confusion on the check-in and boarding times for the A319 and A320 aircrafts. As we have previously communicated, the check-in time at the home domicile and layover point for these two aircrafts will increase by 5 minutes effective March 2, 2013. Until that time, check-in and boarding remain unchanged. For the month of February, in the domestic operation, check-in in the home domicile remains 1 hour and at a layover point, 45 minutes. Flight attendant boarding is 40 minutes prior to departure and passenger boarding is 30 minutes prior to departure. In the international operation, the company may, on a monthly basis, increase the scheduled report time by a maximum of 45 minutes at either the home domicile or at a layover point for specific departing flights. This information must be published in the lines of flying and bid packet cover letter each month. Flight attendant boarding on international flights on the A319 and A320 is 45 minutes and 35 minutes for passenger boarding. As we approach the beginning of the March schedule month, we will review how the recent changes will affect check-in and boarding times beyond March 2nd. Until then, should you encounter a misunderstanding with regard to check-in and or boarding times, please bring them to the attention of your local council office. Most local councils are conducting local meetings between now and the second weekend of February when the 2013 regular winter meeting of the United Master Executive Council, the MEC, and AFA Board of Directors meetings will be held in Chicago. These local meetings are held to solicit your input on the business being conducted at the MEC and BOD meetings. Make plans to attend a local council meeting and be sure to provide feedback to your local council president. If you cannot attend your local council meeting, take a moment to make a call or send an email to your local president. A schedule of these meetings can be found on www.unitedafa.org. The United Master Executive Council will convene the regular winter scheduled meeting in Chicago on Friday, February 8th at the Westin Hotel on Michigan Avenue. The full agenda for the meeting is posted for your reference on the MEC section of www.unitedafa.org. The AFA Board of Directors meeting will follow the MEC meeting beginning February 11th and run through February 13th. If you are unable to attend a local meeting, we encourage you to contact your local council to discuss issues directly with your local elected representatives. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.